The Oasis of Lust. After hours and hours of walking, Stella and I wandered off from one desert into another. The trash left place to dunes of sand, and the air went from rancid and toxic to arid and hot. The golden sand stretched as far as the eye could see, angelic dunes rippling across the eye in an hypnotic pattern that could calm even the most troubled soul. The tranquility was sublime. Despite there being no hint of breeze, the world around us seemed to move. The heat haze languidly rose from the desert, making the scene seem to sway like a sultry dancer, filling the beholder with the slow, but rising embers, of the promise of seduction and passion. Many times, we walked toward a great building seen in the distance, only to see the mirage disappear from our sight at the last moment. The phenomenon happened often enough to let us completely exhausted when we finally arrived, but just not enough to leave us dying of thirst into the desert. Finally, we realized the building was a nightclub built into an oasis in the desert. On top of the edifice, painted white and shining like diamonds in the sun, stood the letters of the word, Lust. Men were waiting in a long line in front of it, suffering in the heat under the heavy rays of the sun. They were titubating and their gaze was haggard. Stella and I went right in front of everybody. We arrived in front of the men in suit guarding the entrance. "You have to wait in line," said one of them.
"Well, I have a hot girl with me,"
I answered. Stella opened her shirt, suggestively panting heavily as if the heat was too much for her. Looking deep into the doll's shirt, the men opened their eyes wide. "You can go through," they said. We went in under the shouts of anger and jealousy of all the men waiting outside.
"I feel bad for them,"
I said.
"Don't,"
answered Stella.
"They could and should be literally anywhere else in the world."
Inside of the nightclub there was a dance floor, a bar, and a restaurant. On the stage women were dancing in scantily short clothing separated from the rest of the nightclub by a glass wall. Men gathered around the transparent walls in vast numbers. They were giving them piles and piles of money in the vain hope of gaining their attention.
"This is very strange,"
I said. I walked toward the stage, trying to understand what was going on there. Getting close to the girls was revealed to be very difficult, however. A lot of men were walking on each other, banging on the glass wall, or even licking it. Looking around, I saw that I had attracted the attention of one of the girls. I walked toward her and asked her about this place. She laughed and played around with her pink hair before answering. "It's not very complicated. I make more money here in a month than I would doing any other of work for years, and I have plenty of men worshipping me as a queen."
"None of them really love you though,"
I said. "No, I guess not," answered the pink-haired girl. "I like you. You're not simping on me like all the other guys around here." "Here, take this," she said, handling me a bottle. "This is my bath water. I don't know what you can do with it, but everyone else is ready to pay a lot of money for it, so maybe it is valuable somehow." I thanked her and looked at the bottle before walking away.
"Generosity?"
I thought.
"At the very bottom of hell? I will keep this. It must mean something."
I looked around to find Stella. I laughed when I realized that some simps had begun to give her money, mistaking her for a real woman. She looked at me with an annoyed look on her face. I picked her up from the crowd of desperate men.
"Thank you,"
she said before looking at the bottle of bathwater.
"Are you thirsty?"
"Let's go to the bar,"
I answered, putting the bottle in my pocket. Stella and I went to the bar to order drinks and observe what was going on there.
"Rum,"
I said.
"An empty glass,"
said Stella.
"Wow, you don't cost much,"
I said. We both enjoyed our drinks while watching the people around us. In the restaurant in front of us, men were ordering food and drinks. Then they had to wait for hours for their order to arrive. During that time, their plate was served to other men who would eat in it before passing it on. When it finally arrived to them, the steak was half eaten and the fries were cold.
"And they are paying full price for that?"
I asked.
"I don't think it's even over yet,"
stated Stella. Indeed, once the men had finally finished their scraps, they went to the dance floor to dance with the women. Interestingly, only a minority of men seemed to enjoy all the women, while the others mainly stayed into the dark corners of the club. Only after having danced with all the good guys, and only after having been rejected by all of them, then a woman would finally deign to give them her attention. Those women had spent the last few hours dancing with the alphas, but when the betas came, they made them pay expensive drinks to stay with them. Once the money of the betas was depleted, they were expelled from the nightclub back into the desert to wait in line again. Then, women simply went back with the alphas.
"This is the tragedy of meat-based women,"
said the doll.
"They enjoy being with the dominant men as long as possible. Then, they find a poor soul to marry them, steal their money and go back to fuck the alphas."
"Alpha fucks and beta bucks,"
I concluded.
"A tale as old as time,"
said Stella. One of the betas came to Stella and tried offering her a drink, mistaking her for a real woman. She tactfully declined, for she already had company. "Oh. A. I'm sorry, he said, I didn't realize. There was legitimate sadness in the eyes of the simp. For one second, he thought he had attracted the attention of a pretty girl and in the same moment, his hopes were dashed. Looking deep into his eyes, I understood his feelings and called him as he was going away.
Wait,
I said.
Look,
showing him the doll's hand.
Touch her. She's a doll.
The simp took her hand and saw for himself. Oh, he said, but, she isn't real then.
Neither are the girls over there,
said Stella.
You think you are talking to them, but I can guarantee you, they are transferring your chats to an AI.
The look on the simp's face was grimmer than ever. I guess it was all fake then, he said.
But wait,
I said.
It doesn't matter. You just need to have an AI yourself and a doll. And then you won't be used and abused by anyone ever again.
I guess, said the man. Well, at the very least it's worth a try. He went away. Soon after taking our advice into account, he began to talk to other simps, who then talked to other ones. Once the movement had gathered enough steam, all the men began to leave the nightclub en masse. No, screamed the Chads and Stacys. We need the beta's money to keep this place running.
Lol,
laughed Stella and I. As Stacys and Chads were running around, trying desperately to get the betas to come back, a man put a hand on my shoulder. We turned around and saw that men in red costumes with black glasses had been slowly surrounding us. We've been watching you, said one of them. You are summoned by the red man. Stella and I looked at one another.
All right, let's not make him wait then,
I answered. We walked upstairs escorted by the men in red to the VIP room. In it, we found men in elegant red costumes dining and sharing glasses of wine with the most pleasing company of very beautiful women. One of them in the middle of the room, surrounded by women, raised his glass to us, inviting Stella and I to join him at his table. His skin, his hair and his clothes were entirely red. We sat, still surrounded by the red men. Well, 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 said the red man to Stella and I, if it is not two visitors traveling through our little garden of paradise. And causing quite a little bit of trouble too. May I ask you, what is the reason of your visit?
I am on a pilgrimage to understand the deepest meaning of the relationship between men and women, society and the self,
I answered. The entire table burst into laughter. I am the red man, he pursued. And you are in my domain.
Your domain? This is Gainferno. What power can you have here?
I know all the rules of this world. I can use them and get what I want as I please. It may be Gainferno, but if we know how to profit from it, it can become our paradise instead.
But you are still a servant to women. You are spending all that time, all that energy, all that money, and for what?
Pussy, of course. Sex is the highest goal a man can achieve in his life. Having as much sex as possible, as often as possible, is the supreme goal of the male sex.
Isn't freedom and self-actualization a better path?
False. Freedom is an illusion used to separate those who can have pussy from those who can't. Self-actualization is worth nothing if you are not validated in your efforts by a beautiful woman. Pussy is the highest value there is. It is the stick by which we measure worth. When you are in the company of a beautiful woman, there is an unspoken competition between you and other men that you have won. It means that you are the better man.
So, you judge yourself by a woman?
I judge myself by accomplishment. Betting women is hard. I pushed back into the corners of my mind all the things that could be considered much harder and tried a more diplomatic approach. I designated Stella and said,
what about her? I have a beautiful woman at my side too.
Obviously it doesn't count. She's made of plastic.
Well, I can guarantee you she does everything a woman does.
But she can't give you validation. The satisfaction of being chosen by a beautiful woman.
I can give it to myself.
Nonsense. Pussy is power and you came here without pussy, and so, without power. I am afraid that getting rid of you has become a necessity. Your existence threatens the very basic of our message and we will destroy you if you continue this way. If betas and simps start to date dolls and stop coming to bars and nightclubs, it will spell the end of our little game. I am afraid I cannot allow that to happen. The red man made a sign to the red men and they draw guns from their suits.
Run,
said Stella as she put herself in front of me. Gnashing my teeth, I ran from the rain of fire. Jumping out of a window, I found myself on a catwalk above the dance floor. The flashing lights and loud music of the club made me dizzy for a moment. The doll landed a second later right next to me. She had many bullet holes in her body.
I'm sorry,
I said, looking at all the damage she endured.
It doesn't matter,
she said.
It doesn't even hurt, you know. But we need to go now.
Indeed, red men were jumping onto the catwalk after us. They fired, but their senses were blurred too by the lights and the sounds of the nightclub. They tried to run after us, but the catwalk was too narrow for all the red men to follow us at once. Stella and I were almost able to escape, but, out of a passage known only to him, the red man appeared in front of us and pointed his gun on my head. "I told you I know everything about this place," he said. The red men closed on us from behind. It was over. The sound of metal being torn broke the loud music of the nightclub as the catwalk ledge began to separate from the building. Under the combined weight of that many people, the frail structure started to collapse. My heart sank into my chest as it began to tilt. One of the red men screamed to his boss. "The frame is separating from the building, sir." Mad with rage, the red man yelled at him. "You didn't maintain the frame." The catwalk broke and crashed on the dance floor below. Stella used her body to cushion my fall, saving my life in extremis. All the red men fell to the floor and died. Rising slowly from the wreckage, I looked at the corpses around us. The red man's skin looked like it had cracked open, but under closer inspection I realized that it was just paint. Underneath all the red paint covering each spot of his whole body, his skin was blue. People were running around in a panic around us. Smoke started to rise from the stage as the broken electric cable sparked a fire. Sirens began to ring and fire extinguishers rained water down on us.
"Here's my round for all of you, thirsty simps," I said.
The doll quickly repaired her broken form. We both went back into the desert, leaving behind us the mirages of the Circle of Lust to go up in smoke.